on Thursday, we commemorated 2 years since David Bowie passed away, but some people might be scratching their heads and thinking, let's remember David Bowie. Let's do a bit of a retrospective on his life and celebrate the man that he was. Very sad that we lost him 2 years ago, but I tell you what, he was an incredible man. We're joined in studio right now by three of our wonderful producers, Bruce, Sam and Max. Gentlemen, good morning.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. Morning, Jess.
All pretty big Bowie fans too, hey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
So we have dug around and found, is it some of our favourite things that we loved about David Bowie? Is it?
We've all got a bit of a mixed bag of stuff, really.
A mixed bag.
Yeah. I know.
I love a mixed bag.
Yeah.
I love it when it's lollies most, but I'll take this too.
It's also like stuff you may not be aware of.
Okay.
You know.
So stuff you might not have known about David Bowie.
Yeah.
Some facts.
Ooh, fun facts.
Fun facts.
Okay, who's going to kick us off right now?
We're going to kick us off with Max, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's this website, it's called supbowie.com.
Uh-huh.
Supbowie.
Yeah, and like, the subtitle is, what did David Bowie do at your age?
Wow, okay, so what did David Bowie do when he was your age? Do you
know? I'm 25.
Yeah.
And when David Bowie was 25, he released Ziggy Stardust.
Wow, he was only 25?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I read that was his fifth album. He released five albums.
Studio album.
By 25.
Oh!
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Hands up if you're feeling inadequate right now.
Yeah, it's so depressing, that website. Yeah.
That's amazing. 25 and he released five albums.
Yeah.
What? And what was your favourite Bowie album? Was it Ziggy Stardust?
Ziggy Stardust is one that I'm still looking for.
Okay.
I don't have, the only album of his that I actually own is Station to Station.
Okay. He has that on vinyl too.
You do, Max?
Yeah. I'm a record nerd. So.
Wow.
He's cool.
That's cool. I loved the movie Labyrinth that he was in. That was kind of...
Oh, that was on TV the other day.
My ultimate David Bowie moment that entire film. I wanted to be David Bowie in that film, except that he was a bit of the bad guy. But the way in which that character was carried and the way in which that character was portrayed was just so...
It's timeless.
Timeless.
In my opinion,
and classic and wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first time I saw David Bowie was in Labyrinth.
Yeah.
And I didn't connect the dots for so many years because I got into David Bowie like so late in my life.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, the guy from Labyrinth, the guy that played Tesla in The Prestige, like the guy that's in the runway in Zoolander who judges the walk-off.
Wow.
Yeah, so it took me a long time.
Zoolander?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had no idea he's in Zoolander
either.
He judges
the walk-off.
Very good.
If anyone's seen that, yeah.
I might actually watch it now.
Sam, what's your David Bowie moment?
My David Bowie moment is basically the entire song Heroes.
Okay.
I first heard, it was my first David Bowie song I ever heard. I must have been like six.
Yeah.
Some of my parents, you know, crappy little classic iPod. And, you know, it was such an amazing song. That kind of opened my eyes to like the possibilities of music, honestly.
Wow.
And it's still one of my favorite songs to this
day.
What
a profound impact on your life.
I know.
That's really deep.
And I've been hearing it everywhere. Like things that I watch, the song just pops up a lot.
Wow.
And, you know, things that I watch.
That's gorgeous.
I looked up things with it. I mean, the song was a risk with Bowie. I mean, it was a very monotonous kind of song. It was a very different song. It didn't have, well, I mean, it was 6 minutes of kind of like the same repeating pattern over and over again, just with more stuff added.
Mm.
That was called like the wall of sound technique. And it was something that song kind of helped popularize in music.
Wow.
Like there was, you don't hear them, but there's actually like synthesizers and keyboards and all kinds of stuff. You only hear guitars. But there's all
so
kinds
of
stuff.
So much going on in the background.
So much. The microphone had to be placed 50 feet away from his mouth so he could shout.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 50 feet. He had a bloody massive skill with, like, projection of the voice and stuff.
Absolutely. That's amazing.
And, of course, you have to talk about its impact in Berlin. It was performed in West Berlin in 1987, and people could hear it over the wall.
Wow.
And that is what prompted this massive... urge to tear down the wall. That was the first day. That was when it started.
Oh my gosh.
So in a way,
that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's See, David Bowie did so much that I didn't really realize.
Yeah.
That he was this incredible force.
It's just a massive combination of like lyrical genius. I mean, it's a bit pretentious to say that. And also musical, you know, uniqueness that made him a bit of a force to be reckoned with.
Absolutely. Now, we're running out of time, so I'm going to have to switch on over to Bruce.
Okay. So my mention, I'm just going to touch on a little bit on what Sam said, actually.
Okay.
Was with Heroes, because Heroes is also one of my favorite Bowie songs. Others probably maybe Man Who Sold the World and Ashes to Ashes. I love those two. But there's just a lyric... Because famously, apparently, David Bowie used to write songs where he would cut out words from newspapers and throw them down and then sort of like arrange them, and then that would inspire him. Or sometimes he would directly, you know, like a hostage victim letter, like just kind of paste them together sort of thing. Yeah.
That's cool.
I've heard this about him. I hope it's true. I'm not just making it up right now.
I know Radiohead did that, not David Bowie.
Right. So, but there's this line in Heroes where it's like, I wish you could swim like the dolphins.
Like dolphins can swim.
Oh, wow.
Just a silly line to me. I mean, I love this song, but that line always makes me laugh. Yeah. But I thought we could do something a little fun. So Max mentioned the name generator, the age generator before. So I thought we could take a look at all of our ages and see if we have time.
Okay, maybe a couple of us. Absolutely.
All right. So Sam, you're 23.
I'm 20.
Oh, sorry, you're 20?
I'm glad you think I'm 20.
Jess is 23.
I'm 23 on Friday, so I'm going to go with 23.
Okay, we're going to go with 23. So at 23, he married his first wife.
Oh, no.
Angie.
Wow.
That's all I know about it. But he also released the legendary album, The Man Who Sold the World, at the age of 23.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so. God, do I feel inadequate. Wow, I got to get my button to gear before next Friday to like achieve something.
Yeah, you got to release one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would die if I was married and had three albums. I could leave this earth very happy.
Very happy.
What more is there to
What do? About when David Bowie was 20, okay, when he was 20, Sam's age?
That was when he released his first album. Oh. So your age, you'd be releasing.
His first album wasn't very great though. Let's just put that out there.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was a bit like people don't know David Bowie's first album all that well.
It's a very normal kind of album, normal British rock kind of thing.
And it was before he kind of adopted like any persona or anything like that. Yeah.
Okay. And how old are you, Bruce?
I am 25.
Okay. What was he doing when he was 25?
Oh, we actually mentioned this before. So
with Max,
same as Max. Yeah. So this
was the same age.
Ziggy Stardust.
My boyfriend turned 27 on Friday. What was David Bowie doing at 27?
David Bowie's retired and living on the beach, probably.
Okay. Well, this is an interesting one. He moonwalked long before Michael Jackson, apparently, on the Diamond Dog Tour.
Okay.
And there's footage of him doing the, I guess, original moonwalk. I don't know if he invented it, but yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That's very cool. Gentlemen, a beautiful retrospective. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.
That was Max, Bruce, and Sam there, three of our wonderful producers, with a retrospective on the life of David Bowie, 2 years on since his passing. Miss him very, very much.